702 Afternoons with Relebogile Mabotja.
We are going to take a moment now as 702 Afternoons team in 702 to have a conversation with Dr. Willem Lichtenberg, who is a cardiothoracic surgeon and founder of the Young Hearts Africa. And such a big conversation because Dr. Willem Lichtenberg has won a Thoracic Surgery Foundation Every Heartbeat Matters Award. Doctor, welcome to the show. Congratulations and thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Lejo. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Doctor, maybe can you explain to us in layman's terms what the work is that you really, really do? I mean, you deal with children born with congenital heart disease, but those of us that were not studying for 14 years and beyond will never really get a true picture. Can you give us a sneak peek into what it took for you to be where you are and the work that you do?
Thank you very much, Lejo. That's almost a double-edged question. Because, in short, a cardiothoracic surgeon addresses any diseases in the chest, that is, between the neck and the diaphragm, which are remediable by surgery rather than other ways. In other words, I operate on hearts, lungs, and the gullet and other organs in the chest, which have diseases which can be fixed surgically. But that's not what I do at the Young Hearts Africa Foundation. Mm. The Young Hearts Africa Foundation is a non-governmental organization which I started because there is such a burden of disease, of congenital heart disease in the public sector in South Africa, which is not being adequately addressed because we don't have the resources. And I don't do those operations myself. I raise the funds together with my team. And we then give those funds to an institution where the surgery is performed by the relevant experts and their team. So I basically have two jobs.
Yes, yes, yes. And I mean, I can only imagine the various challenges that you face. At the end of the day, a lot of the resources you require to do the things that you do need funding. But please help us understand what congenital heart disease is and why it is problematic in South Africa in particular.
So congenital heart disease refers to a spectrum of abnormal developments in babies in utero in the development of their heart, who are then born with various different abnormalities. The most common one known is the so-called hole in the heart, where there is communication between the left and the right side of the heart and mixing of blood, which is meant to go to the body, which goes to the lungs and the other way around. And that needs to be fixed surgically. Otherwise, these children cannot develop normally and live a normal life. So that's congenital heart disease. Now, the burden of disease is such that there are almost 15,000, it's estimated that there are almost 15,000 children a year born in South Africa with congenital heart disease. Congenital heart disease, or heart disease as such, claims more lives than the six most common types of cancer combined. Mm. So that should give you an idea of how prevalent it is and how large the burden of disease is. About a third of those 15,000 require surgery. Unfortunately, in South Africa, in the public sector, we do less than 800. Mm. So you can imagine how many children end up waiting inexorably long on waiting lists. Mm. And so many of them don't make it to surgery. And that's the sad state of affairs. And if you just look at the figures, that's nothing short of an incipient humanitarian disaster. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to whittle away at those waiting lists to be able to capacitate established centers to do more surgery so the waiting lists can be, well, ideally eradicated over time so that these children can have a chance at a normal life.
Now, Doctor, I need to just let all of the listeners know you are known as the singing surgeon. You released your debut solo album in 2019 called Tala van My Heart. And I need to know how you fit all of this into your life, being an instrumentalist, being a performer. Like, I'm so confused. Please, can we switch brains for a day?
You'd have to find a brain in my head. You think you're confused. Can you imagine how confused I must be at times?
Where do you get all of this time?
You know, it's about, I always say, if you want something done, ask a busy person. The rest of the world has no time.
Yes.
It's a question of time management and relying heavily on people around me who make it possible for me to do all of this because of their unwavering support and their dedication. And, you know, the singing is really just a passion which I had. I wanted to become an opera singer when I was at school, and my father wisely recommended I rather seek gainful employment. And then eventually I decided I have this incredible love of music which I need to find some form of outlet for. And I started singing, and somebody heard me sing at a church service and offered me a recording contract, which I obviously jumped at. And I said to them, look, if I am going to do that, let's think of a way to use this for good.
So let's do this, Doctor, because we have completely run out of time and I'm late for Eyewitness News. But I would just love to let all the listeners know, if you want to know more about the good doctor, head over to the website willemlichtenberg.co.za. You can find out all about Young Hearts Africa. You can find out about all of his other passions like music and his work. And then we make time again because, you know, we have to find out more about this singing man, Dr. Willem Lichtenberg. Thank you so much for your time.